the answer that I gave at the committee meeting. For I tell you, Mr. Speaker, that even if I said I am innocent, they will not believe me. And if I ask for truth and proof, they will not be able to answer that. I have committed no crime. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, let me just remind us, as we talk about the issue of recklessness, of mismanagement, of conflict of interest, and also remind ourselves of our COVID experience, of our Ukraine war, and ask, and Mr. Speaker, ask ourselves, the lack of recklessness, the mismanagement, and the lack of these events. I'll ask my colleague who used to be at the ministry, what happened in 2015 for them to run to the IMF? No mismanagement, no COVID, no Ukraine war. And Mr. Speaker, President Akufo-Addo's government had to then come and bail them out. And we did so successfully. Mr. Speaker, for the loud and urgent voices seem to have prevailed, but the shouts of censor and censor, I believe, Mr. Speaker, shall forever ring in the ears of those who signed the censure, and their conscience and their souls. Censure will ring as crucify, crucify in their minds. And they, Mr. Speaker, I believe, have been sifted. This then is not a very good hour, and it's truly an hour of darkness. Mr. Speaker, in this very country, we have voted for PDAs.
Honorable members, we have two motions, and we have to take a decision on the two motions. I've been given the figure already. So I have the figure, those who have voted. Honorable members, the first is what is on the order paper today. The motion on the order paper for today is for us to adopt the report of the ad hoc committee. So on that, and that one is a voice vote. Then I'll put a question on the resolution for the vote of censure, which, as you know, according to the article, is a secret vote which you have done, and that has a percentage that will support it. So the first vote is to be taken on the motion number 21, which will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion number 21 on the order paper at page 16, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say no. The ayes have it. The vote is agreed upon. So the report of the committee That is, the ad hoc committee has accordingly been adopted. I now put the question on the motion that was moved by the minority leader and seconded by the minority chief whip, which is what in the resolution. And so the resolution reads as follows. Whereas by the provisions of Article 82 of the Constitution and Orders 106 and 10 of the Standing Orders of Parliament, this House hereby resolves as follows. To pass a vote of censure on the minister responsible for finance. Those in favor after the secret vote is 136. Yeah. Those against, zero. Abstentions, zero. Now, in accordance with Article 82.1, which reads, Parliament may, by a resolution supported by the votes of not less than 2/3 of all the members of Parliament, pass a vote of censure on a Minister of State. Following the terms of Article 82.1, the vote is accordingly lost.